It's Fuel FM 95.9 and 105.5 here today with a very special group of people from The Promise at New Hope Community Church, which opens up tomorrow night. How did we get here so fast, Roger?
Well, time just keeps on slipping into the future. So
just seems like we just get done with the thing and next thing you know, it's here again.
Yeah.
But it's all good.
Oh, yeah.
Roger, Chayla, and Jasmine in studio today. How are you?
Hi, good. Great.
Good. Welcome. And we're going to be talking about The Promise this afternoon because, like I said, it opens up tomorrow, 7:30 p.m. at New Hope Church in Williamsburg. The Promise is a, well, I'm going to let you guys describe what it is. So I'm going to start with Jasmine first. Jasmine, Ooh. Let everybody know what your role is in The Promise and explain what it really is.
Yeah, so I am technically the music director. So The Promise is a theatrical musical production of the story of the life of Christ. And so obviously there's a lot of singing and dancing that goes along in a big musical. And so I get to work with our very talented cast in all those areas. It's really, really fun.
Nice. Next to you is Chayla, your older sister.
Yes. Yeah. Yep.
We won't ask how much older. We just know that it's older. What is your role in it this year? You're kind of new this year to the crew.
Yeah, I'm just assisting the director.
Not just. Don't say just. Everybody's got an important role. So what is it that you're doing then?
Get people where they're supposed to go, get things, make a lot of copies, and make sure everyone knows what they're supposed to be doing behind stage.
So you're just a mom to a lot more people.
Yes.
You go here. Okay, mom.
Very helpful.
It's true. It's very true. Roger, next to Chayla there, with the very distinct role of Jesus for the second year now. Yeah, it's cool. How do you like it?
It is cool. I'm really, really enjoying it.
Yeah,
especially this year. This year has been a blast.
Why is that?
Well, it's interesting. Just compared to last year, I think this year really seeing and just enjoying the being with the disciples and the guys and feeling more of little glimpses of that love that he had for those people around him and just enjoying my time with them and being with them. It's been a lot of fun this year.
Yeah. You guys all have been kind of a part of The Promise for years now.
Mm-hmm.
How many years have you been involved?
Involved at least 4 or 5.
Okay. Because you were one of the disciples.
I was a disciple twice. Yeah, played Judas. And then I did the video team. I did that a couple times, actually, different aspects, and then Jesus twice. Mm-hmm. So probably 6 years.
Yeah. What about you, Chayla?
I started in the crowd when I was a child.
Yeah. Okay.
So on and off.
2 years ago?
15 to 20 years.
Yeah. Yeah, we've been doing it now for about 21. Is this year?
Around. I know it's over 20.
Yeah. 22, maybe? Oh. I don't remember. What about you, Jasmine?
Oh, man. Probably around 12 to 15 years. I started as a kid.
I was going to say, you did a kid role the very first time?
Yeah, I remember being it when I was 9. And then when I was 10, I got to be the girl that Jesus raised back to life.
Ooh.
Those are my earliest
memories. I didn't
know
that.
Yeah, yeah. It was very fun.
Who was Jesus then? Was it Bud?
Yes.
Bud Solem?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He did a great job.
Yeah.
That was good stuff. Let's share, what's one of your favorite aspects of being involved in The Promise, or do you have a favorite memory, things like that? So, Roger, I'm gonna go with you first.
Yeah. Well, last year it was definitely the crucifixion and just feeling that weight. This year it's interesting. The Last Supper has really stood out to me as a scene that I love, and I think in part going back to what I was saying earlier, just about being there with those guys and seeing Jesus there with those guys and trying to see what that was like. And there's a line that he starts with, "I have greatly desired to eat this Passover meal with you before my suffering begins." And I mean, I think a lot of that heart is captured in there. Like, he loves these people and he wants to be there with them to have this celebration, this meal before his suffering begins. And there's a lot of weight and joy and sorrow all mixed into that. And it's really an interesting scene.
Yeah. I heard a sermon the other day. It says, he said, "Don't panic in life until you see God panic." Mm-hmm. He said, and guess what? God never panics. I feel like that's in the Last Supper. Mm-hmm. Jesus isn't panicking. He's just helping them understand what's going to happen. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So your life is going to turn upside down, but I'll still be with you, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But it's all for good.
Yeah, let him know I'm going to prepare a place for you.
Yeah.
you can't come now, but you will.
Yeah.
You will
come. It's good. Jasmine, what's favorite aspect, memory, things like that?
My favorite aspect always is, I'm always like, oh man, like we get to tell the greatest story ever, but I feel so spoiled because like me as a believer, I get to do that through like song and dance and like theatrical, you know, art. And it's so cool. My favorite aspect, I think, this year is the bonding time, like between the cast. Things have been like, I don't know, just like different and very close and very knit. And we have very, very talented people, but it's like, I don't know, you can just see their heart for actually wanting to share the story versus like being in the spotlight. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's probably my favorite.
Yeah. What about you, Shayla?
Being behind the scenes, my favorite thing this year has been seeing how many different types of talents are actually used. It's not just actors and singers. I've been watching electricians and builders and costumers and cooks. Like, so many talents are being used, and everyone's kind of putting their money where their mouth is and actually putting in hundreds of hours of work to show that they really do care about this story and they really want it told. And they're taking time off work, and they're making real sacrifices to do this. And it's turning into such a beautiful production to show this story. And it's to see these people every single time at every rehearsal happy to do it and bringing any gifts that they do have and using them to tell the story is, it's just awesome.
Yeah, you took the words out of my mouth about how everybody has a gifting and everybody uses it, like the kitchen staff even. Mm-hmm. Like, they love to do that. Mm-hmm. That would never be me. You would never want it to be me, first of all. Is that a hot dog or not? I don't know. Anyway, so yeah, it's everybody has a role. The promise is a living organism within an organism or organization, excuse me. It's like its own little thing going on. The same with the journey, right? It's just different aspects, but still everybody operates within that in a form of worship. And I think that's what's so cool about it. Everybody's like, oh, are you in the play again? I'm like, it's not a play. It's hard to explain to you, but it's more than a play. Because you're right, Jasmine, the bonding that takes place throughout the cast and crew during the season of this time is very special. Mm-hmm. You don't get that anywhere else. Mm-hmm. I mean, you get, I shouldn't say it like that, but you know what I mean, right? There's just this, it's Jesus.
Yeah.
it's the bond of Jesus. That's what it is. So, so show times and dates real quick for everybody.
So it's this Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, all at
7:30 p.m.
Mm-hmm. And then Saturday is a matinee.
2:00. Yes.
It's all good.
Tickets are $50 each, but if you use the promo code FuelFM, it's free.
No. You don't have to use the promo code. It's free either way.
Oh, I didn't see that message.
Yeah. Sorry. I didn't slip that in your stack of notes there. Sorry.
I'm kidding. It's free. Yes. Bring a friend. Bring neighbors. Bring loved ones that don't know Jesus. Actually, bring everybody. Who cares? It's good for believers to be encouraged.
Yep.
To be reminded of what Jesus went through. What are some of the, I guess maybe as someone who's involved in the show very closely, Roger, you did some of the rewrites this year. Actually, let me rephrase what I'm going to ask. What's your favorite scene this year? How about that?
Favorite scene, Last Supper again, that sticks out. There's some little moments throughout the show that I really like. You'll see this kind of intimate moment, with, Matthew kind of in the middle of the show that happens. That's a kind of a really cool moment where he has to make a decision. Is he going to come with Jesus or not?
Yep. Yeah. Good. How about you, Jayla?
The healings, watching Jesus heal, everyone.
Yeah.
I cry every year.
Yeah.
It's hard not to. I cry every rehearsal.
Yeah. I cried no matter what it was, but when it's my own daughter being raised to life, that's like, you didn't prepare me for that. Your husband, Corey, plays the Simon Peter.
Yep.
I told him last night after rehearsal or during rehearsal, I said, Corey, you were made to play Peter. It's just, he embodies him.
They have similar personalities.
Really well. So it's just cool to watch him up there. My son, Gabe, who's on in a few minutes, he plays the Apostle John, who I know he's my son, but he's killing it this year. It's just
yes,
he's
he is.
Bringing the emotion that I don't think I've ever seen from him. So he's doing a good job. What about you, Jasmine? What's your favorite?
Oh, favorite scene. Well, I think it always has to be Crucifixion Through a Rise. I don't want to spoil what happens for anybody who hasn't seen the show. But some cool stuff at the end of the show is pretty awesome. So, and then like what Roger said, there's some special things this year that are different. Some things we've never tried before. And I'm really, really excited about how they're going to come across. So
I was just going to say, you're right. The resurrection is very special. There's a special, just that happening there, the reunion and everything. Mm-hmm. It's very cool.
This is not necessarily all New Hope Community Church members either, is it?
No. People from the whole community, really. People from all, many, many churches and, lots of newbies this year too.
Yeah. I think one of the cool things that's happened over the years with this production is that people who have been involved in it end up becoming a follower of Jesus as a result of it. Like, they weren't before they came, which is like totally the Spirit's prompt. Like, why are you even here then? You know, what drew you here? Well, duh, the Spirit did. And then they end up becoming a Christian, which I think is amazing. Mm-hmm. That's what I mean about that whole ministry within the ministry, right? And how that it's a community thing as well, which is, I think, awesome. Because if someone's out there today, and they're listening, they're like, I love acting, and I love drama, and I love dancing and singing, but I don't have an outlet for it.
Right.
Call Jasmine. Want to give your number? No, I'm just kidding. You went into some of the rewrites this year. I don't want to say rewrite as in, like, you rewrote the Bible, but I'm just like, you. Some of the scenes you added,
right.
Your idea for that was, just to clarify, right?
Yeah, the heart behind the rewrites and really the whole play is making sure we're telling the gospel clearly. And we have a really cool medium to do it, right? We're telling it visually, which is something that you don't always get to do. And it shows different aspects of it that you don't get to see. I know one year we actually had a deaf lady come to Christ through the show. Just telling it visually is a totally different experience. And so we want to make sure we tell the gospel clearly through these theatrics and these songs and this visual storytelling medium.
Yeah. Chayla, in your position, what do you get to see some pretty cool parts of the Spirit working in people's lives? Because you're behind the scenes, quote unquote.
Yep.
How does that play out sometimes for you?
It makes me value the show more because just seeing... I mean, it's a couple months that we're rehearsing this play. And so a lot of stuff happens in people's lives in a couple of months. And seeing how they never regret being a part of it, it always is for the better in their own life personally. And even though sometimes we find our lives are a little bit harder during those months, they're always more fulfilling. They're always, our spiritual life grows during that time, despite our personal life being a little more difficult. And it's encouraging. It's encouraging to my faith and my love for my church family and the people involved.
We all are very, very close to this show because every one of our families is in it, like all of our families. Roger, your parents, your brother's not in it.
He's helping my makeup this year.
He's helping with makeup, so he is involved in it. Yeah. All of my kids, myself, and then Jasmine, all your family.
Yeah, most of them.
Most of them.
Yeah.
Not all 25 of them. Most of your family who's still living at home. How's that?
Yes,
is that right?
There we
is that
go.
Accurate?
Yeah.
Sort of. And then Chayla, your husband.
Yep.
And are your kids in it?
Not this year.
Not this year. Okay. So I take back what I said. No, I'm kidding. So come on out to The Promise. We're going to one last call for an invite from each of you when we come back. We're with the cast and crew of The Promise at New Hope Community Church. Stick around. One last charge. We're going to start with Chayla to invite people to come out.
Invite your family and friends to come out. It's like you said earlier, it is sometimes hard to get people to come to church, but specifically around a holiday, sometimes it's easier. And this is a really cool play to see. Even if you don't care to hear the story, you won't regret seeing it. So I've found I can get people to come see it who wouldn't necessarily come see a sermon or something like that. It's just a really fun night, so it's worth seeing, and you won't regret it.
Yes.
Oh, man. I feel like it's special every year. The show is special, but if it's something you've seen before, I highly encourage you to come again. Obviously, we haven't changed the plot of the story, but I don't know. There's just a lot of cool, really special, I think Holy Spirit-led moments that I think are really impactful. So if you have anyone in your life that needs encouraged, you need encouraged, reminded, or needs to actually fall in love with Jesus, that's what we want to do. So awesome opportunity. Again, last year we had more showings. This year, you know, your choices are select. So yeah, don't waste it.
Yeah, that's good. Before we get Roger's invite, I want to give a shout out and credit to Carolyn Hoover.
Yes.
The director who has just put her heart and soul into this program for many, many, many years. Rick Stewart, who is the executive pastor at New Hope Church, who is involved in a lot of the tech stuff behind the scenes. He's kind of the engine sometimes that drives it also. kudos to Roger, yeah, you too, but kudos to Rick and Carolyn for their dedication, their heart for the promise to become a reality at New Hope Church for so many years and a lot of others. And also, to let you know, I'm going to promote this, but I don't encourage it unless you just literally cannot get there. We are streaming it live online, each showing. But I'm going to tell you right now, if you've never been and you're going to rely on watching it on live stream, you're missing a lot.
A lot. Very different.
Show up and get in a seat. You won't feel it watching at home. You won't hear it right. You won't see it right. I'm just telling you. The camera guys do a fantastic job. Don't get me wrong. They're amazing at what they do. I want to give them kudos. It's just different.
Yeah, there's video, and you get to see like what you're talking about, the close-ups. They do a great job, but there's also immersive elements of the play that you're going to miss out on that's not captured, that you just can't capture it in video.
Yeah. I mean, if you've got friends and family who live across the country that can't be here, right? Invite them to live stream it at newhope.cc/
The Promise.
The Promise, okay? I didn't know if that was different for the internet or the online watching, but yeah, just make sure to get on out. So, Roger, go ahead.
Yeah. Well, we, like I was saying, our heart, and we've put a lot of work into telling the gospel clearly and sharing that story clearly, and we want to do that honestly and truthfully and joyfully as well in the best way that we can. So if you've seen it before, come back, but bring someone with you. That's what it's about. That's what we want. We want people to hear the gospel and be able to make that decision. Just like how those disciples made those decisions to follow Jesus so long ago, that we want to give people the opportunity to make that decision. So if you know of someone who needs to hear the gospel and see the gospel, and this is a great way to see that story and to share that story with them and just to come with them. So do that.
Yeah, that's great. New Hope Community Church tomorrow night, 7:30 p.m., Thursday and Friday as well, same time, 7:30, and then Saturday, 2 p.m. matinee, New Hope Church just north of the Grand Traverse Resort along US 31, if you've never been there. Find out more details. We're going to put a link on our Facebook page today right after the interview, so you can use that to share with others, but newhope.cc/thepromise. Thank you, Roger, Chayla, Jasmine.
Thank you.
Thank you for your time today, and let's go break a leg.